Brother Brian in the park. The small park reflected the sun back at itself in the bright and humid afternoon. A small gray and black spotted breast belonged to the proud bird, boasting shrilly of bird-like affairs. A young father sat in the children's swings and methodically pendulumed himself 30 years backwards, using the same motions as his small son in the seat beside him. They both stared contentedly forward, each melting inwardly their unexpressed thoughts, the one looking only at now, the other thinking how nice then was. Another man sat lotus-like on a metal bench and reread a twice-unfolded letter, then lay down and stared at the tree-top-crossed skies. A young couple walked hand in hand with a long-stemmed rose and shared unheard secrets. A pale and disheveled man pored over textbooks and rubbed his temple. A homeless man sat and absorbed sunbeams, and a young, well-designer-clothed man came and sat beside him in a parallel universe. It was Mother's Day at Brother Brian Park. Suddenly, my relatives began materializing where I alone had reigned over this placid and electric Sunday afternoon. My son-in-law came and talked work and problems and movies and kids with me. The mother of my grandchild showed up in new sundress finery and ran after her offspring with a cloned gait, 5 years old one moment, 25 the next. My grown daughters appeared and played and ate and held crucifix-free communion with one another. My son showed up in Army Reserve camouflage and blended himself into our happy gathering, watching his daughter and her mother, then joining them in featherlight softball, while my wife, in a sundress hat, teleported herself into our midst and made things happen between us all, caused the loveliness and the lovingness of the so sweet evening to become part of another memory no scrapbook could ever replay with quite the same feelings. You just had to be there, you know? Wish you had been.